First-time candidate Beverly Serrano describes herself as a Wasilla stay-at-home mom.
My very first time running for anything ever.
She has sold real estate and has worked for the city of Anchorage. Now she has a share in her husband's bottled water business. But Serrano has definite ideas on some changes that need to be made in the Matanuska Valley, especially when it comes to education.
We are ranked fifth from the bottom in quality of education among all the states in the United States. This is something that I will not accept as a status quo situation. We used to be 25 back in 2002, which is in the middle, but now we're at the bottom, and I know that the classrooms need to see more support.
Serrano says she's tired of partisan politics, that legislators need to work closely together for the good of the state. She says there is a state budget crisis looming.
We have to look at allocating funds in forward funding. We have to do forward funding with the surplus that we have right now to outline what our priorities are and where we want to place our money into forward funding or even how we're going to regain some revenue. I see a real good future for a gas pipeline, and I've always supported the All Alaska Gas Pipeline. There are outside markets that would pay twice as much as the lower 48 would for our gas.
Alternative energy and boosting state agriculture also top her list of concerns. Serrano says she'll work to get more money for local projects.
I do believe that municipal revenue sharing needs to be continued and even increased because it's the local governments that know the needs best.
Representative Bill Stultz has held his seat in the State House for 6 years. Stultz says his rambling district contains a blend of farming and suburban lifestyles, although the downturn in the economy is worrying everyone.
There's a lot of uncertainty. I think people are being a lot more cautious. They're holding off on long-term decisions, and they're just a lot more frugality.
He says the state administration is not doing enough to encourage the Valley's local agricultural producers to stay in business.
I think our state could be a lot more proactive on looking at our successes and how can we make the next leap on perpetuating the successes in ag that we do have, you know, our success in potatoes and carrots, and figuring out a way to get those in the market. And we have a lot of good farmers who know how to make a living, and I think the state is appropriate to lend marketing assistance and helping them get to the next step of increasing their market.
Stultz says dwindling state revenues will challenge the next legislature.
Well, it looks like we're going to have much less significant surplus, if any. It's a good thing we put a lot of money into the constitutional budget and statutory budget reserve accounts, I think. In spite of a lot of the overspending, there was a lot of savings as well.
Stultz serves on the Legislative Council and on the House Finance Committee.
With Senator Green leaving her position of influence, I hope to help fill the vacuum of expertise and on finance issues for meeting Valley priorities. So I have been the member of the Valley that served on finance, so that's been an area-wide responsibility, not just for District 16, but for the entire Mat Valley.
Stultz says two social concerns top his list, a victims' rights program, which he is working for, and a program to help the developmentally disabled.
One of my passions is making sure that people with challenges and disabilities aren't ignored.
He says all Alaskans deserve to live with dignity. For KSKA, I'm Ellen Lockyer.